Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And last night was a very interesting night at Marion City Council, to say the least. Not a whole lot of people there last night. Well, I'll say half full. The room was half full. And last night, the big interest point, I believe, for everybody, was the first reading of the flock camera legislation, which basically would ban flock cameras in the city of Marion used by city employees. Now, if you weren't there last night, this was very confusing. Basically, the outcome was that council did vote 5-4 to prohibit the use of flock cameras in the city of Marion by city employees, essentially to get rid of them. So there were enough votes, 5-4. And the votes came from different places. I believe everybody pretty much felt, Aaron Rollins and Nathan Stevenson and Thaddeus Smith were going to vote to get rid of them. The additional two votes that they picked up were Scott Kreider, who I think people felt was kind of always on the fence on this. But the vote they picked up that I think nobody thought they were going to pick up was City Councilman-at-Large Dan Clark, who had really supported the police in the past. He had given speeches on that at council and supported the flock cameras in past conversations. Now, the votes against were Sean Barr, Pam Larkin, Ralph Smith, and Bill Dichtel. Now, here's what made last night very strange. Not only the fact that this passed, and there's a whole lot more to this than just passing, but the legislation was brought up, and then some amendments were made just to make the legislation more clear, I think, for certain people. Then Thaddeus Smith, 5th Ward Councilman, he was the first one to bring this up a number of weeks ago, said he wanted this to go three readings because he wanted to hear what the people had to say and wanted the council people to make their votes based on what the people said. So he wanted it to go three readings. He said that. And he has been known in the past, well, actually for quite some time now, for voting against eliminating the three reading rule to get right to voting on legislation. He did it last night with a piece of legislation. He was the lone vote not to eliminate the three reading rule. So that speech was given. The amendments were made by Aaron Rollins, and then Aaron made the motion to suspend the three reading rule, which would have gotten rid of the three readings. Thad Smith seconded getting rid of the three reading rule after moments before saying that he wanted it to go three readings. Then, when it came to the vote to get rid of the three reading rule, he, like everybody else, more or less, I think Dan Clark might have voted against it, voted to get rid of the three reading rule, which was the first time he had done that in quite some time. Then the vote was taken. Thad voted yes, of course, to get rid of the flock cameras, which that was no shock to anybody. But Dan Clark voted yes and then seemed to be a little conflicted, if you watch the tape or listen to it, about voting yes to get rid of these flock cameras. It was all very confusing. And I think the bigger point here is that a lot of sites were reporting last night that flock cameras are now prohibited in Marion. That's not true. The mayor has to sign this into law, and he has 30 days to do that. Now, he could not sign it. He could decide not to sign it, and then after 30 days, it would become law. But doesn't seem like that's what's going to happen. Now, after the meeting was over last night, of course, the first person I wanted to talk to was Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, and he did not want to talk to anybody last night. I think, understandably, after what had just happened. And the second person I wanted to talk to was, of course, Mayor Collins. And Mayor Collins did grant the interview. So here on WGH Talk, for the first time as mayor in an interview, is Mayor Bill Collins. And I think we'll get a lot of information here on flock cameras and also the fiscal emergency going on here in Marion. Here is Mayor Collins.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, after tonight's City Council meeting, here with Mayor Bill Collins. Mayor Collins, an interesting meeting to be sure. The rules were suspended on the flock camera vote, and Marion City Council, 5-4, has voted to remove the flock cameras. You have voiced your support for these flock cameras. What's your feeling on this vote?
Scott, like I had said before, the main duty of city government, including myself and council, is the safety of our citizens, the safety of our community. And I think that this certainly will impact the safety of our community. As I said before, there's a lot of success with flock. I understand the concerns that people have. I certainly didn't know they were going to vote on it tonight. I tried to get my hand up to make a few comments right before they did vote. But I think that the majority of the people that came here to voice concern about it isn't really reflective of what the community in general. If you're at other meetings, other areas besides city council, my guess is 9 to 1 for it, not against it. But the very vocal part of our community comes to city council meetings and expresses their concerns. And I think right, wrong, or indifferent that the city council people did what they thought they needed to do to represent their constituents or what they heard.
If you could have gotten your hand up and they would have seen it, what would you have said before that vote took place?
Exactly what I just said. What was about, you know, our main function, and it says everywhere in the ORC or in the Constitution, our main function is the safety of our community. And I think this is definitely going to have an impact. The many cases that we've cited over time, and it's unfortunate.
The mayor does have veto power on certain things that council votes on. Would this be something you would consider vetoing?
You might see that be one of my first ones.
Most likely?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Are you a little shocked at what happened tonight?
I am. I absolutely am. I, number one, I didn't think we would vote. I thought we would have more discussion on it. So I was surprised when the rules got suspended, and I was surprised when it came out like it did.
How soon do you think you will know if you will veto this?
I think I have 30 days. So I think, you know, we'll wait and see what happens. We'll see what gets presented to me. I may take my time and go out in the public and talk to people at different locations and get a real feel. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about what the citizens of Marion think, but I don't think I am. You know, I see people all the time, and, you know, we hear 6 or 7 people up here on a regular basis that have very strong opinions against certain things. And one of them is, you know, the oversight of government, I guess, is, you know, that they feel that it's too far reaching, and that's just not my opinion. You know, I don't feel that way. So everybody's entitled to their opinion, Scott, and I have mine. Everybody else has theirs, and we like to do what we think the city in general is really reflective of the city in general and what's safe for the city.
Two more quick questions. What happens to the flock cameras while you wait to decide what you're going to do in regard to this, signing the ordinance that was passed tonight?
Well, obviously, no law becomes effective until it's signed by me and goes the 30 days, or if it's an emergency. And the emergency clause was taken out of this one, so it would, I believe, go into effect 30 days after I sign, or veto, whichever may happen. And as I speak to you here tonight, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Are you worried about there being a backlash if you would veto this?
Look, Scott, you've been around for my entire mayoralship so far, and it is, you know, we are doing a lot of things in this administration that sometimes aren't necessarily popular, but we're in fiscal emergency. And that's been we are still working on correcting things that have happened before we ever got here. And we're making progress. We're getting there. We're making headway on that. And I think that on the other side of this, we'll be much better off for it. I didn't take this job as a popularity contest. You know, I left a pretty cushy job at the sheriff's office, and some days I miss that. But somebody had to step up and try to help the city out. And God and I made that decision to do that, and that's what I do.
Final question tonight is on the fiscal situation of Marion. People are asking about that. What would be your update at this point about the fiscal emergency that we're in?
Sure. So, and you know, this is our first interview, so I want that to count.
It is going to count, and I do appreciate the time.
So I just found out today that the commission has been set. All of the members have been chosen. We are looking at a September 5th to a September 10th meeting on one of those 2 days for the first commission meeting. It is my understanding that those are open to the public. Right now we're planning on having that downstairs in the classroom, so we have a little more room. We don't know a time yet. The person that's in charge of the commission is the lady from the Ohio Department of Budget and Management, and we just haven't. I just got the email today that it's been set. The appointments have been made, and now we're going to move forward with a meeting. I will tell you that every day we are making progress. You know, the 22 audit will be done by the end of August. We're working very hard to give them a few more documents that they needed. And 23 has already been given to us. We, in turn, are going through those files. We will give them to Clark Schaefer Hackett. They're going to immediately start that. And hopefully by the end of October, November, we'll be done with 23. So we've made big steps, you know, and until we get those things done, we truly don't know where we're at. And we hope that will solve that mystery for us.
Well, Mayor Collins, I do appreciate the time tonight. I know it's a very interesting night, to say the least. And this is the first interview, hopefully not the last.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mayor.
Scott.
Mayor Bill Collins, immediately after last night's Marion City Council meeting. And that was his first interview, as he said, with me as mayor. Now, I have interviewed Mayor Collins before, when he was deputy sheriff, as well as police chief and running for office, but that was the first interview during his tenure as mayor. And as I said, it was unedited, and I hope that it will not be the last. So there you go. That's another ripple in this. Will there be a veto? Mayor Collins did not rule that out by any stretch of the imagination in regard to this. And here we are. So a lot of the reporting on this was a little premature, I think, that flock cameras are banned in Marion. City Council did vote to ban cameras, but there were a lot of things that could happen between here and there. Now, we do have a few minutes here if somebody would like to call in and say something. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This has been a big topic for a long time. We've talked about it a lot on this station, but this is where we are. It did pass council last night with a vote of 5-4, but will the mayor veto it? That is the big question right now. And when we look at what was said last night, Obviously, he is considering it. The answer to the question of the possibility of a veto was, you might see that be the first one, one of my first ones. So, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
What's happening, man?
Not too much right now.
I hear you. Enjoyed your interview with the mayor. I guess I would like to add to that. He said that, you know, from his understanding and talking to the people of Marion, Ohio, it's, what do you say, 9-1 against getting rid of them. That's a pretty bold statement. The six or seven, I'm one of the six or seven, I guess, that come up and regularly, you know, crow about the issues of Marion. Week ago, several times, we've had standing room only in that courtroom, talking about the flock cameras. This ordinance passed because Dan Clark, at large, so he represents the whole city, not just a ward, told Thad Smith that he was inundated with, his phone was blown up with callers from the people of Marion, the voters of Marion, telling him, get rid of the flock cameras. And we all know Dan Clark was a staunch protector of the government flockiness. So the fact that this person changed his vote, shout out to him for listening to the people. I mean, you know what? You got to give credit where credit's due. And he stepped up, and I'll give him props for that, for sure. But that wasn't a ward council person like Ralph Smith, who also was part of that call campaign. And, you know, Dan Clark had somewhere of around 1,200 views, so I don't know how many of those were calls, but his phone was blown up. Ralph Smith had 892 views, I think, so I got to guess he was getting calls too. So it makes me wonder, did Ralph Smith vote the voice of the people last night, or did he vote his own voice and his own choice?
I think there's a lot of things going on here right now. I think the mayor has a very tough decision to make because this was a one decision vote. It was not a blowout vote. And that's what a mayor's veto is for. When something is close and the mayor does not feel that council made the right decision for the city of Marion. And this certainly was as close as it's going to get. It was one vote. So the mayor is certainly within his right here to veto this legislation. And I don't think anybody would blame him for doing that with such a close vote, because it was not a blowout vote. And I also think last night, the fact that Thad Smith, who brought this legislation, said on the record that he wanted three readings and then seconded the call by Aaron Rollins to suspend the rules and voted for it.
It was confusing, wasn't it?
It was very confusing. And I think The mayor's got to take that into consideration. And I think the mayor also has to take into consideration the fact that we're sitting there and, you know, I don't know why all that was done in that way. And I think the fact that he didn't get to speak when he was trying to get his hand up, because it did happen very quick. And you know, I think you are one of the people. Well, and I think you are one of the people, along with a lot of others, and we have to be consistent, that have said, we don't like when the three-reading rule is suspended. We think the public...
I agree with everything you're saying, Scott.
Yeah.
I agree with 100% with everything you're saying. The only thing I don't agree with, not that you said, but that the mayor says, and I respect him as his right to consume this, digest this, and all that. I just personally think, in my opinion, that the 9-1 against getting rid of it, I think that's a disingenuous statement. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm not saying he doesn't believe that. I just think that's I think he's out of left field if that's what he truly believes.
Well,
and the fact that Dan, and that's why I brought up the issue of Dan Clark. He's an at-large council person. He was very, very boisterously, as the sheriff likes to say, against this. And he changed his vote for the sole reason, or not sole, but for a stated reason, that the people contacted him and told him so.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I think that Dan Clark will have to speak on why he changed his vote. I'm sure somebody's going to ask him there on City
Council.
And I
would encourage him, you know, stand on it, buddy. You stepped up. You showed up. You stepped up. You know, and as I say all the time, give people credit where they're due. If we're really about solving these things, and I'm all about, you know, the mayor taking his time to take this process and do it and everything, but let's be up front. You know what? I mean, how about it, Mayor? Why don't you put a poll on your Marion City website and make it public that, you know, yes or no, do you want them gone? Come on, people, let's vote for this.
Here, and
there's
again,
an idea.
Well, and here's the thing. I am not the defender of the mayor. I am not his press agent. But,
I'm not coming at you like that, bub.
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm just want to make a point here, and just to say this, that I'm not trying to defend the mayor or defend anybody else. But what I want to say is, I think part of the problem here is, and I think this is something that will weigh on the mayor's mind, and I don't think he will make this decision quickly. I don't think it's going to happen in the next 7 days. I wouldn't suspect anybody to hear anything like that.
I just hope he hasn't already made the decision.
I would doubt that he has. I think he will take. I think he might take every bit of this 30 days to hear everything that he can about this. But
right,
I think
he's already leaning pretty strong.
Well, but here's the problem.
9-1 is a pretty strong lean.
Well, here's one of the problems with social media. And I have said this many times, there were social media campaigns led to get rid of the Flock cameras. Now,
right.
Nothing wrong with that, but that is activism. It kind of reminds me of the people who criticized the Strongest Town thing. People, there was a campaign to get people to vote for that. And that's why it happened. So I don't think we do hear a lot from the people who support the Flock cameras because there's not an active campaign for those people. And I think if you did put a survey up on the website, I bet it would be to get rid of the Flock cameras because there are campaigns to do that. And there are also there's also misinformation out there. Now, if everybody was...
anything, Scott. My God, dude. I mean, campaigns have had misinformation. I mean, you know, political parties have campaigned for years. I'm not an all or nothing. You and I get apart on these things is that, you know, you seem to be very concrete that, you know, you have to have everything in place before you can say this or do this. And I'm kind of over here, not that you break laws or anything like that, but just because something is said to be constitutional, yes, you have to give that to weight, you know, but doesn't mean it should be slavery.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about... I'm talking about things that people have said, you know, they're keeping information, they're selling it here. I mean, I've read everything about Flock cameras under the sun on social media, and people do believe it. People believe we have tilt cameras in Marion. They do, because it's been said.
What do you think won the Strongest Town? Social media.
Yeah, it was a campaign.
They were all about it in social media.
Yeah.
And the mayor was all about it. So when it works for him, and the mayor uses social media very extensively, doesn't he? And I'm just using him. I'm not picking on him. I'm just, they use it, and when it's good for them and the outcome comes out good for them, it's a good tool, just like flock cameras.
Right.
But then on the other side of that, it can be bad. What I'm here to say is, and I'm not here to step on your face or your thoughts, but this, what did happen, because I'm not all about social media. I'm not all or nothing. But it changed the vote of Dan Clark, a staunch supporter of flock cameras. So it had the impact that it had, whether you like it or you don't.
Oh, that's my
or
point.
Or you agree with it or you don't.
That is my point. But you know what? I think there will be a lot of people. See, if it was just from one place, I could say, okay, that worked. That was good. It was so coming from a lot of places.
So why not do a campaign of all different places? Why is it always just one or the other? I mean, if I was the mayor and I was in there, I would have a campaign on social media. I would have a campaign in the Marion Star. I would have a campaign here. I'd have a campaign there. I'd eat it with green eggs and ham in Sam I Am. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's a tool.
No,
in your toolbox, you have a whole. You either have one or two tools, or you have many, many tools at your disposal.
But the difference that I'm just trying to elucidate here this morning is that there's nothing wrong with a social media campaign. I have no problem with that. The problem that I have, different, if we're going to compare it to the Strongest Town campaign, I don't think anybody misinformed people with the Strongest Town campaign. To get people in an uproar about the flock cameras, and I'm not saying anything you did or anybody else did, but there were groups that were misinforming people. And when you misinform people to get the outcome that you want, that is not the same thing as what they did with the Strongest Town.
I agree with you. And it's very, and that's part of, so this is like the whole subject of the flock cameras and the cameras in general is, you know, part of the argument about keeping them is they're everywhere. Everybody's tracking us anyways. So why do we need to get that? So it goes back to, you know, what about if you're worried about flock cameras, well, you need to throw your phone away. Yep, you know what? Whoever says that we need to throw our smartphones away, they're probably right.
Well,
but you know what? We love them. And you know what? They have been a huge boom for what you do in life, for what a lot of people do in life.
Sure.
So there's very good things that come from them, but if we're honest of the true impact of technology in our life, is it good or is it bad? And sometimes, and I, as I said, I'm going to make it clear, I agree with you, what you said about the misinformation. I disagree slightly. I don't think there was a huge campaign of disinformation against the Strongest Town. I think there was disinformation in the Strongest Town campaigns. There's disinformation in anything today, to be honest with you. And people, we need to be careful with this whole Iran war. There's a lot of, and I have to watch myself, what I post or repost is, you know, a lot of the stuff you see out there looks very professional, very this, that, and the other, and you have to look for the little intricacies of where it's coming from.
Hey,
Share.
Right. Hey,
I've got caught up in that in times where, you know, I've shared something and I find out, but I search out and seek out confirmation of whatever I'm doing most of the time before I will share. And if I find out afterwards, I will remove something. And there's been times I've made apologies online.
I've got an interview coming up here in 2 minutes that I got to get to. But the only point that I'm making is that I think the mayor's decision to veto this one is a difficult one for everything that we have discussed here this morning. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, now stay with us here because we do have an interview, I believe, coming up here in about a minute. So we do want to get to that, but we will take phone calls next hour because I think people need to be heard. But I think this is a very difficult decision for Mayor Collins, to say the least, and we'll see where this all goes after a very interesting City Council meeting last night, and I'm so glad joining us here this morning is 3rd Ward City Councilman Ralph Smith. Ralph, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Doing pretty well this morning. Well, last night, the legislation to prohibit flock cameras in the city of Marion by city employees, the rules are suspended. The three reading rule gets suspended, and it is passed 5-4. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think the will of the people has been met. At least I hope so. I know, Scott, that in my ward, Ward 3, I talked to 25 people, including myself, because I'm a voter also. But I talked to 25 people, and six of those people were against flock, and the other, 19 were in favor of keeping flock. So I voted the way that my people had instructed me to, because my primary responsibility is to the 3rd Ward. I hope that the other councilmen did the same thing.
Did you like the idea last night that the rules, the three reading rule was suspended and the vote happened last night?
No, I did not care for that, and I voted against that suspension. I think that, you know, the two committee meetings, Scott, that I had on it, there was a lot of discussion, a lot of questions and answers, and I think that there were a lot more to be answered. And you know, I've had council people say, you know, that we need to have more discussion on things, and then they go ahead and suspend the rules. And there were comments made, you know, about having 2-hour meetings in committee that, you know, that was ridiculous or that shouldn't have happened or whatever. But as long as the voters of Marion County, the citizens of Marion City, want to talk about a subject, I'm willing to listen. And I don't think, you know, shutting them off after a meeting or at a certain time should be it. I believe that if as long as there's questions being asked and answers being offered, people have the right to voice their opinion. And so I didn't like the suspended rules in that situation. Some situations require it, but I don't think it did in that situation.
Well, and Ralph, I think one of the most confusing parts of that last night was Thad Smith, 5th Ward City Councilman, who brought this up first a few weeks ago, had said before we got to any votes last night that he wanted it to go three readings and he wanted to hear what the people had to say and he wanted the council people to vote what the people felt and said. Yet when the suspension of the three reading rule came up, he seconded it and voted for it.
Right. And that's only known to Thad. Why he did that, I have no idea.
Well, Ralph, another question I have. Somebody last night who nobody thought was going to vote for this would have been at-large Councilman Dan Clark. He'd been very adamant in the past about supporting law enforcement and being supportive of the FLOT program. Were you surprised at Mr. Clark's vote?
Yes, I was surprised. You know, I thought maybe Dan would, based on his past conversations and comments at the committee meetings, you know, I thought that he would probably vote yes for it, but evidently something has happened within the last week or two that has caused him to change his mind, which I hope was, you know, voter opinion and voter conversations.
Ralph, I want to talk to you about what the mayor said. Mayor Collins granted me an interview right after this all happened last night. And this was the quote when I asked him for a comment on what had just happened. He said, "Like I said before, the main duty of city government, including myself and council, is the safety of our citizens, the safety of our community, and I think that this certainly will impact the safety of our community. As I said before, there's a lot of success with flock. I understand the concerns that people have. I certainly didn't know why they were going to vote tonight. I certainly didn't know that they were going to vote on it tonight. I tried to get my hand up to make a few comments right before they did vote, but you know, I think that the majority of the people that came here to voice concern about it isn't really reflective of the community in general. if you're at other meetings, other areas besides city council, my guess is 9-1 for it, not against it. But the very vocal part of our community comes to city council meetings and expresses their concerns. What do you make of that, Ralph? Mayor Collins.
Well, I think Mayor Collins is correct. Being loud, being boisterous, being very vocal doesn't give you any extra votes. And basically, that's what happens at council, committee meetings. So, and I noticed in my committee meetings that during the first committee, we had a very vocal group. During the second committee meeting, we had that very same vocal group, which doesn't add to the number of votes of people that are against it. It's just that those same people are speaking up again. And I think that the vocalness, the rowdiness of the crowd discourages other people who want to come. I mean, I've had people tell me I would come, but I don't want to be in that show up there. And so they stay at home. And that's why I try to talk to the people at their homes. I talk to them on the phone. I talk to them through Messenger and stuff like that. I'll go visit somebody that I know where they live and ask them, what their opinion is. So I just don't like the fact that there's a very vocal group. They're loud, they're boisterous, and they think they carry more weight than they do. Their comments, I know that one of those people live in my ward, and he's one of the no people that I had listed as the six that that were opposed. I really don't think that the will of Marion was represented last night. I think the will of the loudest people was represented last night.
Well, and that being said, Ralph, the vote has been taken 5-4. It did pass last night, but that is not the end of this. And I think a lot of misreporting was done last night in regard to flock cameras being banned in Marion. That's not what has happened. The vote to ban flock cameras in Marion has happened, but Mayor Collins does have veto power, and right after the meeting, I asked him about the possibility of vetoing this legislation. Mayor Collins' answer was, you might see that be one of my first ones. Do you think Mayor Collins will veto this?
I don't really know what his thought process is, because I know that maybe right now he thinks he might veto it. There may be something come up within the next 30 days that he will say, okay, I'm not going to veto. I'm not going to try to speak for him. That's his right as mayor to do that. So, whatever decision he makes, I'll support him in it.
How would you feel, you say you would support him, but how would you feel in regard to a veto of this legislation? You said you feel this maybe was a representation of the loudest voices in our community, maybe not the whole community. Would you be in favor of a veto if he were to do that?
Well, it wouldn't really matter if I was in favor or not, Scott, because if it's vetoed, I'm sure that it would come up before council again in an effort to override the veto. And at that point, as I'm thinking today, I would not override the veto. But depending on what the people of Third Ward tell me to do, then I'll do what they wish.
Right. I guess just personally, as you have said, you are in favor of the flock cameras personally, but you do vote the will of the Third Ward. Would you personally have a problem with him vetoing these to keep the cameras? Because it looks like at this point, that's the only way that they're going to end up staying.
I think I lost train of thought on your message, but personally, I hope he does veto it.
Yeah, that was basically my question. So personally, you hope that he would veto this legislation to keep the flock cameras in Marion?
Yes, and that's my personal opinion, and that's the opinion that the people of the Third Ward would have based on my figures of 19-6 in favor. Like I said, during the next 30 days. A lot of things can change. I could, you know, talk to a lot of people in my ward, and they say, no, don't have him veto it or whatever. And if that's the case, then I would contact the mayor and say, Mayor, you know, the people of Third Ward don't want you to veto it. So if that happens, you know, it happens, and I'll respond.
Ralph, what do you think has happened with these flock cameras? Why has it come to this where a highly Republican city council voted majority last night to veto them? Or to veto, well, yeah, veto the cameras. Send them out of here.
Well, Scott, I think a lot of misinformation was given out and has been and still being given out. You know, we should be dealing with what Marion has. Marion has stationary fixed cameras that don't move. They don't hear voices. They don't focus faces. They're focused on the ground to take a license plate of the rear license plate of a vehicle. They may take the position of the side because the cameras are located off the road, so they may get a little bit of the side of the car too. But they're stationary. They don't follow anything. And like I said at my first committee meeting, I believe that the cameras are good. I think they do a tremendous service for the city of Marion. And I think that what we need to do is to restrict access to, you know, necessary to control the data, which is a problem that we have all over this country, all over the world, actually, because there is so much electronics and data being stored today that if you don't secure it, it's going to get out there.
You know, Ralph, you read a piece of legislation, or I believe something from the ORC last week, and I did talk to Sheriff Bales on the air last week about that, about he might have the power to stop the removal of these cameras. And Sheriff Bales said he felt that if City Council voted to remove these, that they would have the right to do so, but there might be a cost to remove each one of these cameras. Can the city afford that right now?
I don't know the intricacies of the city finances right now. You know, that would be up to the treasurer and the auditor. But I don't think we have any money set aside in the budget for flock removal or installation or maintenance. So, you know, the only way we have them right now, I think, is because this year is free to the city. Otherwise, I think they would have been gone, you know, at the beginning of the year.
You know, what is the story here from last night? Because many people felt there were three people on council who were going to vote to remove these cameras. It was going to be Aaron Rollins, Thad Smith, and Nathan Stevenson. They had been very vocal about it. And then last night, Scott Kreider and Dan Clark join on this and swing it that way. What's the story about last night's council meeting to you?
Well, I know that all three of the at-large people voted to ban the flock cameras. And those people are responsible to the entire city as a whole. My primary responsibility is to my ward and the other five ward city councilmen have that same responsibility to their ward. So I'm guessing that Nathan Stevenson talked to a lot of his people, and a lot of the people in the fourth ward said ban them. And of course, Thad Smith, I hope, has done the same thing. And as a result, we get a 5-4 vote.
If these cameras are taken down with an already reduced police force because of the fiscal emergency that we're in, how could this impact the law enforcement in Marion at this point, in your opinion?
Okay, yeah, in my opinion, Scott, flock cameras have done a lot. You know, and everybody keeps quoting, you know, the kid that was the autistic kid that was kidnapped last year. We have, as a matter of fact, just this past weekend, in my ward, there was a lady who was taking her baby from her car into the house. The car was parked in her driveway. She was taking her baby into the house, and when she went to close the door, she saw somebody driving off with her car. And she called the police. The police accessed the flock cameras, and they found her car before any major damage was done. There was just a bunch of trash in the floor, beer cans and stuff like that. So somebody had taken her car, but that was found in a very, very short time based on flock camera usage. I believe that if the cameras are removed, you know, we're still going to have the same crimes that we're having right now. We're still going to have hit-skip accidents. We're still going to have robberies. We're still going to have kidnappings. I hope not, but and murders. But now the police have been restricted, maybe taken a step backwards 20 years or so to be able to investigate those crimes. And I was under the impression that we want to advance our police department, we want to advance our investigation techniques, not set them backwards. And one of the things that I've heard at the committee meetings, on Facebook and everything, Scott, is the fact that people are concerned because flock cameras are a surveillance society. We're setting up a surveillance society. We're all going to be watching everything, and I have one thing to say to those people. When I see them remove their cell phones, when I see them get rid of their smart TVs, when I see them quit driving their smart cars, and when I see them get rid of Alexa and Hey Google and all those other things, then I will believe that they are concerned about surveillance. Until then, they're not concerned about surveillance. They're concerned about the flock cameras. They won't give up their phones. They won't do anything else. I think that's just a false narrative.
Final question for you here this morning, Ralph. When the vote was about to be taken last night, when the rules were suspended, would you have ever thought it was going to turn out that way?
I knew it was going to be close, 5-4, one way or the other. I definitely thought that the ordinance would have been defeated, but it wasn't. And so now we have to live with the consequences of our actions.
And just to be clear, at this point, your opinion would be that you would support the mayor using a veto on this legislation?
Yes, unless I hear vastly different from the people of Third Ward.
All right. Third Ward City Councilman Ralph Smith. Ralph, I appreciate you joining us this morning. It means a lot. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll be back right after this.
But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That.